Hello, people. Welcome back to another video by your good friend, Chad Marco, the Big Aniki. Make sure you guys check out my other social media and attack that like button and let's have a talk, man. So you guys know I put out that video where I talked about the importance of self-love. And in that video, I mentioned that I would be putting out more videos talking about what I consider to be the pillars of my happiness and positive attitude. And so the last video I was talking about self-love. This time I'm going to be talking about being yourself. Be yourself, be yourself, be yourself. So this is a piece of advice that gets thrown around very often. It's a very common piece of advice given by people. I'm sure we've all heard it way too many times. And I think we hear it so much that we kind of disconnect from its true value and its impact because it's just, we hear it too much. And like, just for example, you know, I see a lot of guys who might be struggling in dating, and that's one of the most common things you'll hear, like be yourself, be confident, stuff like that. But when I think about it, it's like, yeah, you know, be yourself is something that I've always tried to do. I've always tried to be myself to the fullest. And when I look back, even going back to my childhood, like I've always in one way or another thought about that and valued that. But first off, like, what does it mean to even be yourself? Because I think it's a little complicated, because even though I think it's important for us to be true to who we are and to be ourselves, there's also a necessity for us to evolve and to grow and to better ourselves. And so I feel like as much as you want to be yourself, you also have to have the ability to self-analyze and to really critique yourself as far as your character and your behaviors and see how you can better yourself and how you can grow. Because I don't believe that being yourself just means doing whatever the fuck you want just because. I think there is a certain art to it as far as like arranging yourself to the best of your ability to living up to your potential and your uniqueness, you know. Like, I'll give you like the perfect example, right? Where I know when I was a kid, like I was always kind of weird, but the difference between me then and now was that when I was a kid, I would lean into it for the wrong reasons. Like, I would do weird shit just to get a reaction out of people. I would do weird shit just because I didn't give a fuck and I wanted to see how people would react. I would do stuff for attention. And going into my adulthood, you know, that's something that I recognize. Okay, that's not cool. Like, if I'm, again, I'm still weird, but if I do anything strange or out of the ordinary or unique, if you will, then I do it because I want to do it. I don't do it to get a reaction out of people. I do shit strictly because I want to do it. I give you the perfect example, right? Where I was running to the library and I told myself, if I don't make it all the way there without stopping, I'm going to punish myself with 100 pushups. And so I didn't make it all the way without stopping. So when I got to the library, I said, okay, I got to do 100 pushups. But when I got there, there was like a group of people standing near the area where I would normally do my pushups. And so internally I was like, oh my God, like if I just stop and start busting out pushups in front of these people, like I'm going to look so weird. But of course, fuck it. So I started doing my pushups in front of them. And then next thing I know, me and the guys, we're having a pushup contest outside of the library. But for me, I love that moment because one, it serves an example of how you never know how people might respond to you doing stuff out of the ordinary. But also, you can see how I made a commitment to doing something and I did it regardless of what people would think. When I was a kid, I would have did it just to fuck with them. Like, I'm doing push-ups for you. I was that stupid. But I was doing it because I just genuinely wanted to do it. Because I told myself, because that's what I would normally do anyway. I run to the library and do push-ups depending on, you know, my running performance, right? The point is, you know, now when I do stuff out of the ordinary, I do it just because I really want to do it. It's not to, you know, get attention and shit like that. But there's a quote by Jackie Chan, And I don't remember it exactly, but the gist of it is that he said that you should always be yourself because you're the only you. And what I love about that quote is that it really expresses the uniqueness of us as individuals, because out of the entire planet and out of the entire universe, out of all the living organisms, like, there's only one me, there's only one you, one him, one, right? And we all have unique gifts and things about our character and personality that we can cultivate and express. And when you choose not to do that, it's like you're depriving the universe of your uniqueness. You're missing out on the opportunity, the one opportunity we might have to express yourself openly and honestly, and to give the world, you know, a view into who you really are and what only you and I can bring to the table and bring to the world. And that's why I love that quote so much. But the thing is, you know, when it comes to being yourself, there's a reason why a lot of people won't do it. There are a lot of people out there who are really afraid to be themselves. They are afraid to be true to who they are, you know, to dress the way they want to dress, to listen to the music they want to listen to express the views that they really believe in. And a lot of that is just because, you know, in society, probably throughout the entirety of human history, like, conformity and fitting in has always had certain benefits. And when you fail to do that, oftentimes, you know, there are negative consequences to that. You know, like, again, going back to my childhood, I was the weird kid, but it also made me stand out for all the wrong reasons. You know, I feel like that was a reason why I was a target for bullies and people making fun of me and things like that, because, again, I stood out. And so that's one of the negative things about being yourself that you have to deal with. And why a lot of people just choose to conform and try to fit in. And then, of course, we all know with girls, you know, girls have a certain expectation of male behavior and things like that. So, when, again, you guys know my story. Right? Like, that's always gotten in the way of me getting pussy and getting girls. But it's being myself has always been so important to me that I was always willing to prioritize that over any of the benefits of fitting in. But I also had to accept that if I'm going to be myself, I have to be strong enough to be myself. And it really requires a strength and a power to be true to yourself, because you really are walking a more difficult path, because you're not choosing the path of the chameleon, the guy that's going to be able to fit in and just, you know, pretty much operate within any situation because he's willing to always conceal and hide things about himself or try to present himself in such a way that he's going to, you know, make people like him again. And look, I'm not saying that in a judgmental way. I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying we all have a choice as to how we choose to move through and navigate through this life. And I chose the path of being myself regardless of what the consequences may be, regardless of whether or not people like me, whether or not people respect me. My attitude is just fuck them. If you don't like me, if you don't want to fuck with me, fuck them.
Parents, you want them to get like your folk. Boy, just be yourself. If people don't like you, if you're being yourself, fuck them.
Like, that's just how I look at shit, though. You know, but again, you got to accept the good with the bad. But the funny thing about me is that a lot of my better qualities I can kind of trace back to my childhood. And the whole being myself thing was something that I felt was important even back then. And, you know, growing up in the black community where I had to deal with certain things like the obsession with shoes, right? I can remember being in school and people would pick on me for the shoes I had on. And for the life of me, I could not understand, why do they care so much? Why, like, how could you care so much about the shoes that somebody else has on, that somebody else's outfit or hairstyle? It's like, to this day, I don't get it. Like, it's funny because whenever I get a new pair of shoes, sometimes my friends and my family, they'll comment on it. And it always kind of just brings me back to that thought process of like, damn, like, how do they even know this shit like that? Because I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you what shoes anybody I know has on or had on recently. Because I just don't care about shit like that. And I remember as a kid experiencing these things and just being so confused because I could not understand why they care so much. But I knew that no matter what, I did not want to be like them. I knew I didn't want to be like that. And moments like that, going through shit like that, I felt just shaped me. It made me really prioritize and feel the importance of being myself, regardless of what other people might think. Because I genuinely felt like I was fine. I felt like they were the crazy ones. Why do you care what shoes I have on? I don't care about your shoes. And I think that's where a lot of my attitude kind of stems from, those childhood experiences. But then you have to wonder, you know, how does being yourself relate to happiness? And I think there are like two key points I can make on that. And I think the first one is really that being yourself does give you a sense of pride. It's always given me a sense of pride, like knowing that regardless of what other people might think, I'm always willing to express and be myself openly and just accept the rejection or the acceptance as it comes. And I just think if anytime you do something difficult, something that challenges you, anytime that you do the right thing, even when it's harder, I think it gives you a greater opinion of yourself and makes you feel better about yourself. And I think that me embracing being myself so much and having to deal with the good and bad that comes with that and standing on that square my whole life is definitely part of the reason why I love myself so much and why I feel good about myself. And I think that plays into my overall happiness. But I also think it's a synchronicity thing with the universe, you know, because it's like I always say, you are who you are. You know, you can try to fit in, you can try to conform, but how you really feel is, it is what it is, right? Like, I could have bought the Jordans to try to fit in, but it wouldn't have changed my thought process. It wouldn't have changed how I really felt about, like, I don't give a fuck about your shoes. I would have been doing it for them. And so I feel like when you choose to be yourself, you attract and you repel accordingly. You know, you repel the people that don't like you, and you attract the people that like you. You attract like, you know, it's kind of like when you look at my YouTube channel, right? And you guys have seen me over the years always express myself and talk about things that, you know, a lot of other guys wouldn't talk about, like the small dick video and stuff like that. But I've always been honest about myself and various experiences in my life. And what that has allowed me to do is connect with like-minded people. A lot of you guys, again, we have our differences. We don't agree on everything. But what I noticed is that we have a lot of similarities based on like the core topics and experiences that are expressed on my YouTube channel. And that goes for just about any YouTube channel. That's what you always see, you know, is people expressing their uniqueness and who they are. And then they attract people who can relate to them. And so you see how that works. And then it's like, you're not going to have a bunch of people commenting or looking at your video that don't necessarily agree, unless it's like a huge video that just goes viral, then you get everybody. But typically, on social media, you attract like, and then you kind of repel, or you're not going to gain the attention of people that don't really vibe with your energy or what you're talking about. And so I feel like, again, this plays into your happiness, because it's like your life begins to line up accordingly, where you're surrounded by the people that you vibe with. You're surrounded by the people that you connect with. And the people that you don't vibe with or connect with are repelled. They stay away from you, you know, for the most part. And so I feel like that's how being yourself really plays into your overall happiness and well-being. And that's why it's something that I've always just embraced. But I just got to reiterate that for the short time that we have on this planet, to let other people, to let the opinions and the thoughts and the perceptions of other people prevent you from evolving the way that you should really evolve. You know, somewhere deep inside you, there's a fucking Charizard. But you only make it to Charmeleon because you let other people control you. You let other people dictate what you will and will not do because you cared about their opinion. And you know what? It's so funny when I think about it, because I feel like a lot of the times, the ways and the situations where we conform, it's around the people that mean the least. It's around strangers and coworkers and people we went to school with that once you're out of school, you never see 90% of them ever again. Like, it's crazy when you think about like how much we allow damn near complete strangers, associates, people who are really not that important to your life in the grand scheme of things, how we let them try to control us because we care so much about what they might think. You know, when I talked about this a little bit in the self-love video, like when I think about the people, the few people that I have in my life that accept me for who I am, and that's really all I need. I don't need the whole world to like me. I don't need the whole world to embrace me. You know, knowing that I have the people that I care about and they see me for who I am and they accept me means the world to me. Like, that's all the love and acceptance and validation that I need. I probably don't even need that. but seriously though, man, at the end of the day, it's on you guys to decide for yourselves how you choose to navigate through this world. But if you choose to be yourself, the main thing you got to remember is that some people are going to like you, some people aren't. And a lot of people might look at you sideways when you choose to do things out of the ordinary. But remember, fuck them. It's very simple.
Point I'm trying to tell you, son, is be yourself. People don't like how you be yourself. Fuck them. Fuck them up against the wall with handcuffs on and crazy through all their lips.
Fuck them. Fuck them, fuck them, fuck them. So I hope you guys enjoyed that video. And I will see you guys on the next show. Johnny.